I want the truth about what happened tonight, barked Uncle Vernon. If it was Demendus who hurt Dudley, how come you've been expelled? You did you-know-what, you've admitted it.
Harry took a deep, steadying breath. His head was beginning to ache again. He wanted more than anything to get out of the kitchen, away from the Dursleys. I did the Patronus charm to get rid of the Dementors, he said, forcing himself to remain calm. It's the only thing that works against them.
But what were Dementoids doing in Little Whinging? Said Uncle Vernon, in tones of outrage.
Couldn't tell you, said Harry wearily. No idea. His head was pounding in the glare of the strip lighting now. His anger was ebbing away. He felt drained, exhausted. The Dursleys were all staring at him.
It's you, said Uncle Vernon forcefully. It's got something to do with you, boy, I know it. Why else would they turn up here? Why else would they be down that alleyway? You've got to be the only...
Evidently he couldn't bring himself to say the word wizard.
The only you-know-what for miles.
I don't know why they were here. But at these words of Uncle Vernon's, Harry's exhausted brain ground back into action. Why had the Dementors come to Little Whinging? How could it be coincidence that they had arrived in the alleyway where Harry was? Had they been sent? Had the Ministry of Magic lost control of the Dementors? Had they deserted Azkaban and joined Voldemort, as Dumbledore had predicted they would?
These Dementors guard some weirdo's prison, said Uncle Vernon, lumbering in the wake of Harry's train of thought.
Yes, said Harry. If only his head would stop hurting, if only he could just leave the kitchen and get to his dark bedroom and think.
Aho! They were coming to arrest you, said Uncle Vernon, with the triumphant air of a man reaching an unassailable conclusion. That's it, isn't it, boy? You're on the run from the law.
Of course I'm not, said Harry, shaking his head as though to scare off a fly, his mind racing now.
Then why?
He must have sent them, said Harry quietly, more to himself than to Uncle Vernon.
What's that? Who must have sent them?
Lord Voldemort, said Harry. He registered dimly how strange it was that the Dursleys, who flinched, winced and squawked if they heard words like wizard, magic or wand, could hear the name of the most evil wizard of all time without the slightest tremor.
Lord, hang on, said Uncle Vernon, his face screwed up,
a look of dawning comprehension in his piggy eyes.
I've heard that name. That was the one who...
Murdered my parents. Yes, Harry said dully.
But he's gone,
said Uncle Vernon impatiently, without the slightest sign that the murder of Harry's parents might be a painful topic to anybody.
That giant bloke said so. He's gone.
He's back, said Harry heavily.